Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Welcome back to this Game Day series where we are asking the question, how does Jesus deal with followers who fail him? Number three, face and find freedom from past sin. Our reading today is from John chapter 21, verses 7 to 17. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment round him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 meters. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus had appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus had asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Cup semi-final, 80 minutes gone. We're 4 points down with a line out, 5 metres out. Our last chance to win the game. The crowd cheers us on. I step up to the line. I've nailed this throw 3 times already. The jumper rises, the lifters are perfect. I release the ball. Oh, but instead of glory, disaster. My throw smashes off the front lifter's feet. Yes, the front lifter's feet. The cheers in the crowd turn to groans. The ref blows the final whistle. Oh, I stand frozen, head in hands, wishing the ground would swallow me whole. Oh, most of us will have moments like this in our sport and in our lives. Awkward moments of cringe or embarrassment that we wish we could forget. In a similar way, but perhaps more seriously, many of us too will have had moments or seasons of not just a little embarrassment, but of deep shame or regret. A moment of madness on the pitch. A night at the team social where things just went too far. The time we cut our teammate deeply with careless words. For Peter, the night he betrayed Jesus would have been a source of deep regret and shame. We read about it in Luke's gospel account in Luke 22 verse 62, where we read that Peter wept bitterly. Oh, how he wished he would have acted differently. And here in John 21, we see the moment that Jesus meets and interacts with Peter for the first time since that fateful night. How will Jesus deal with Peter? What we see in John chapter 1, 15 to 17, is that Jesus doesn't just ignore Peter's past sin. No, Jesus asked Peter the same question 3 times to give Peter the opportunity to deal with the unresolved sin of his 3 times betrayal of Jesus. And in doing this, Jesus leads Peter down memory lane to his moment of regret. Why? Why does Jesus take Peter back to that painful moment? To gloat? No. No, Jesus does this because he knows that the light of his forgiveness shines brightest in the darkness of regret at sin. He does this because his grace is seen most clearly through the teary eyes of a repentant heart. Perhaps there's something in your life that you think is unforgivable. Something that you think the grace of Jesus could never reach, and you carry around a weight of unresolved sin, feeling that if you bring it to light, God will meet you with disappointment rather than forgiving love. Be encouraged. The story of John 21 doesn't end with Jesus giving Peter the cold shoulder. It doesn't end with Jesus telling Peter to sort himself out and then come back with him. No. It ends with the assurance of forgiveness and the restoration of relationship. Today, if you carry the weight of unresolved sin, allow Jesus to gently lead you to your past, undealt with sin. Face it with him. Allow him to take the weight and follow him to the cross where that moment has been dealt with forever. Oh, rejoice and compete and live today with the freedom that only the forgiveness of Jesus can bring. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your forgiving love. Thank you that your grace covers all wrongs. Thank you that when you gave your life on the cross for me, you died for the me in that moment of regret. Allow me to know and live in the freedom that your forgiveness and love brings. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Pray for your sports friends today by name. Pray that you would have opportunities to share your story of faith today.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.